Blog Talk Radio. This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. During a power outage, never use generators, grills, or other gasoline, propane, or charcoal burning devices inside your home, garage, or carport, or near doors, windows, or vents. They produce carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless gas that kills more than 500 Americans each year. If your home is damaged, stay with friends, family, or in a shelter. To learn more, call 800-CDC-INFO.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, broadcasting a late night Thursday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. What, about a week and a half since the last broadcast? Yes. So I guess this is probably another type test show because we're back on schedule, working on a consistent schedule plus pop-up broadcast. But thank you for your support and your listenership from around the world, from right here in my native Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, all around the country, around the world. Thank you to the current top five listening countries. Of course, my native USA, Canada, UK, Germany, and Ireland. Thank you. And from small villages to the biggest of the biggest cities, thank you for your support listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Entertainment Lifestyle Show, which premiered back in March 2011. No joke, when the royals, Prince William and Kate married. If those of you have been listening that long or listen to the archive shows, every single show that ever broadcast, it's archived. You can go back and check out from the premiere show when I laid down the vision of the show. So we're always in a redevelopment and redeveloping stages. But thank you so much for your support. Always reach out. And I thank you for reaching out to me in person and throughout social media on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, you know, all the amazing social platforms that you interact with me on, and TikTok. Thank you so much for your support and following me. And I do my best to follow back and connect via LinkedIn, connect back immediately. And I thank you to those that respond to my requests and follows also. Email KulturShock, KulturShock_Beth@yahoo.com. Happy Black History Month. Black History happens every day, 24/7. And thank you all for your support of 3 months. And we might do a feature interview with my cousin Linda, who is also a co-host of the podcast. Also, because those of you that listen to the show and interact and know her, know that she played a major part as a preteen, which we talked about during our last broadcast together a week and a half ago when she was a teenager. For some reason, I consider 13 and 14 as being preteen. You're going into the teenage years. That's how I feel. I felt like when I was 13, I was preteen. And then when I hit 14, ninth grade, I felt like I was becoming a teenager. But she marched with the late Medgar Evers as a teenager, 13, 14, and was still so teenager and by other friends also that were part of that time. Because without people such as Cousin Linda, Ben Chavis, which is our newly national co-chair of No Label, I ask you all, if you are not a part of No Label, and I've pretty much been a member since the beginning, and I am so honored and excited to be the co-chair for the state of Mississippi, for our beautiful state of Mississippi. We had an awesome evening. Well, this evening, it's not midnight here in Jackson, Mississippi. Amazing co-chair meeting. Always productive, always awesome. And those of you that network with me, since I've been a member since in the beginning, pretty much since the beginning, I'm always shared. And definitely check it out. And we would love for you to join. It's bipartisan, independent, Republicans, Democrats, those that don't even care about the political system, but they care about where their tax dollars and their money is going in D.C. and that our lawmakers are making the proper decisions in leading our country. In leading our country, America is still the leader of the world also. And as if we don't have enough problems going on, my God, you all heard the breaking news. China spying on us like we're surprised. China is sometimes in my top five of listening countries. China spying on us and floating over Billings, Montana, as if we don't have enough problems. And, oh, my God, but are we surprised? We are not surprised. But No Labels put out a question that I reshared. Are you concerned? Are you concerned? I'm concerned. Many people in the state of Mississippi are upset, speaking of China. Because early January, our governor was one of the governors that banned the usage of TikTok on state-issued electronic devices on our local news. Some students have expressed themselves regarding that they cannot access TikTok. I love TikTok. I'm getting in the groove of TikTok. I'm working on getting my 10K followers on TikTok. I have two active TikTok accounts, and I would love for you all to help me reach, 10K. I'm reaching 3K on one. That's Bethany Williams, BETHANYWMS _. Bethany Williams, BETHANYWMS. The Williams is abbreviated _ Be True, BTRU, and Image Mechanisms Company, which you also can find on the BCW Companies _ Beth. Those are my two active accounts. You can see other accounts, but I'm active on those two accounts. Long story. really not a long story, but you all know. I'm not the only one to have probably multiple accounts, but use certain ones. So I love for you all to follow me, and I immediately follow back. I'm getting in the groove of things. When I have reached my 10K followers, and my nieces and children in my life, they love TikTok, and they are pros. They could teach tutorials about how to use TikTok. But September, August, I was doing a test TikTok with my cat, and then the kids, they so happened walked past the camera, and I was just doing a test, talking about my cat and talking to the followers and those liking my page, and the numbers were steaming. So I thank you all for that, but it was overwhelming for me. So I'm like, okay, I gotta ease into it. But this new promotion that TikTok have going on regarding football and football gifts and all of that, that's encouraging me to get into it, promote the podcast, promote my businesses, promote the products that I sell, and just go for it and talk about life and be myself. So thank you to those that are encouraging me. And I don't know why I'm like stage fright of TikTok, because back back in my early days of blogging and vlogging, I loved live stream. Spreecast, and so on. So I'm getting active on my Facebook and my Instagram and my YouTube and my TikTok and even LinkedIn. I know I had set up my live stream from LinkedIn probably about a year ago. But thank you all for your love and your support and your listenership. But it's ground, the lead story, Groundhog Day. But there's so much other things that are going on. And this is only a 30-minute show tonight. The next show schedule is for Sunday. But, you never know when a pop-up show will pop up. And Cousin London and Mike, my other two co-hosts, they are always eager to talk about something of importance, something that's on their mind, on their minds, and so on. I've been trying to schedule the shows as positive shows, but so much is happening. So much is happening. And I must send out condolences to the Tyree Nichols family and to Attorney Crump and the legal team and L. Sharpton and all the pastors that, and the vice president and the president and all the law enforcement and leaders and everyday community advocates as myself that have been so touched and just so upset and so pissed off regarding what happened. But thank God that those officers, Tyree Nichols, and others that were arrested and charged, and others that were involved are being reprimanded also. Praise God. And I know there's somebody somewhere in America and all around the world being beaten for no reason also. Yes, I am a defend your police advocate, but for good cause. Those bad apples gotta go. Gotta go. That is just, and I pray for their family members. This is just crazy. And then I pray for good cops out there that are now being targeted because there are some people that are out there that are pissed off. So thank God, again, that Tyree Nichols' mother and father and family also pleaded with the public before we even set eyes on the video to be peaceful with our actions and not to be violent. And thank God that been handled. But there are so many other cases out there also that's going on, as Attorney Crump brings out, and other attorneys that work on cases like that, and people that plead for help. Even right here in Jackson, there's a plea for help going on regarding how the community is being treated by some law enforcement. We're going to go more in detail in the future. In the near future, I will invite some of my friends and associates that are community advocates regarding police brutality on the show, and also even invite our friend of the show, Juan Cloy, back on, and other law experts in law enforcement and others that would like to come on that have been a part of, been targeted in police brutality. Like I've mentioned before, when policing expert Juan Cloy have been on the show, and probably when Cousin Linda and Mike, another co-host, and I have talked. And as you all know, former co-host back in the early days, Reggie Roughnett, that is a native Jacksonian from my North Jackson neighborhood right here, based in Dallas. It's just Cause Coalition is exactly about that, about the injustices that occur to people from the hands of law enforcement, and the injustices that happen with the judicial system. So there's a lot of stuff going on here in Mississippi, a lot. Like today, a bill was passed, Bill 1169. And I know my friend and lawmaker Zakiya Summers, and seeing her Facebook Live talking about the importance that that bill didn't pass, but I see on late night on this evening's news that this bill passed, which limits how our city hall use money. They're limited to using the money only for our water system. And some of you probably say, what? I thought you all need money for your water system. Well, the money, is, if you listen to the show when Cousin Linda and I discussed things about a week and a half ago, and I do my best to share what's going on in the water system, the mayor had locked in $800 million deal to get our water system today. We only allow our city government to use money only for the water infrastructure system, not for bridges, not for the potholes. And many of you probably have never been to Jackson, probably heard about those potholes that we have, the pothole issues. So I don't know what's going to happen. If the bill has been passed, so I don't know. I don't know. That's something that happened today. Not to mention another bill going on regarding the expansion of capital. That's what I mean by there's a lot of things, a lot of hot topics going on right here in Mississippi that's going on, because I see where other cities are having water issues too, water boil alert. Notices and so on. So there's a lot for us to talk about, a serious topic for us to talk about. Like I said, I've been trying to post, you know, good news stories and update stories. The story that the show regarding protecting ourselves for winter would be next Thursday. Sunday would be about Valentine's Day preparation and hot topics and, you know, breaking news, serious stories also. Tuesday, can we have it all? Can we really have it all? Some of you listening probably say, hey, yeah, you can have it all. I got it all. You know, can we really have it all? Sometimes we have it all in different, in increments, in different areas of our lives. So, that's the topic next Tuesday morning. Those shows are scheduled for Tuesday a.m. So gonna do best to stay consistent with those morning shows, and also pop up shows will come up. But the lead story, the lead topic, it's all about Groundhog Day. I was just watching Jimmy Kimmel, and his monologue included Groundhog Day, and he joked about that being like the most white event being held in Black History Month. But you know what? I had noticed that. I don't, when I'm watching it, I rarely see any people of color, brown people, African-American, Black people in the audience. And it seems like it's a lot of fun to me. It seems like if I live near that area, I would want to attend. Jimmy Kimmel said that's not an event he would like to attend. It's like it's a fun event to get up very pre-dawn and party hardy and see what's going on with if you'll see his shadow or not. He's seen his shadow in six weeks of until springtime now. Hopefully, I know those of you that love winter and these Arctic storms and winter blizzards, which I mean regular cold weather, but I'm praying for those of you that are experiencing the winter blizzard. Cousin, those my friends in Texas and Oklahoma and even right above Jackson are experiencing Arctic weather. All week here in Jackson, Mississippi and in the middle part of Mississippi and south, we've been experiencing rain all week. And I was happy to see the warmer weather and the rain. I like rain and warmer weather without the tornadoes and high winds. But we our temperatures did drop because of the Arctic weather that Memphis and northern Mississippi and Arkansas and Texas and parts of Louisiana and Oklahoma experienced. But the sun will reveal itself tomorrow and this weekend for the next week. I pray the predictions of our weather people are right. I'm praying for those of you that are experiencing horrible weather, out of the norm weather also. But hey, it's February. Spring is right around the corner. I mentioned Valentine's Day. It's Black History Month. We're celebrating the amazing accomplishments of African Americans, and many of us, you know, we see it every day in our own lives. There's the normal history makers that we talk about, but then also there are the hidden figures, and many of us make history every day also and see history being made in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our cities. You know, we see people that are just, you know, busting out, doing amazing things that we never hear any mention of. I want to do my best to not only talk about the great history makers, but those of us that those never or rarely hear anything about regarding Black History Month. So, again, the next broadcast is scheduled for Sunday. Do not be surprised if a pop-up show happens. And, again, I will be interacting more on social media. And I appreciate you all subscribing to my YouTube channel. I really would love to reach 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. And also, I thank you all for listening. And please let your friends know that Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio is back consistently aired, and we're going to have so much fun. Please share your topic ideas. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, do not hesitate to let us know. Again, you can reach out on social media, you know, in person and via email. Let me share the email address again, twice, because I'm one of those people. I mean, when I'm listening to broadcasts or talking to someone, I soak stuff in first, but I like to hear it a second or third time. So, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Repeat, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. And I'm going to repeat it one more time. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. My Cash App. Not only do I appreciate your support, we appreciate your support and your listenership, but also any donations to keep upgrading the show, you know, back to the way, even better than the way it used to be, would be surely appreciated, and any donations will go to the development of the show. Cash App, Beth, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Cash App, B-E-T-H, Be True, B-T-R-U, Culture Shock, K ULTURESHOK. And thank you so much. But yes, 6 more weeks with the weather predictions this coming up week. We're going to have like spring-like weather here in Mississippi. But my friend, like my Avon coach, Millie and her husband, they are always having a blast in Napa, Florida, enjoying that beautiful Florida weather. Rarely does it get cold there. Rarely. So shout out to all of you that, like, what are you talking about? We are not experiencing any type of cold weather. But I know my late mom, I'm cold nature. I like winter, but I need to bundle up and wrap up to enjoy it. I'm a summer baby. Cousin Linda, my late mom, I think even her late mom, loved wintertime. And you all have heard Cousin Linda even talk about when she's been around the world. And I used to wonder why she always preferred to go to London or Paris during the coldest times. And she loved, her favorite vacations are colder countries, not Hawaii, not Mexico, and so on. Me, I would love to have a winter home. With this Arctic weather that we had right before Christmas, it reminded me how important it is for me to get to a certain income level so I can have a vacation home in the Bahamas in Nassau. I know hurricanes and so on, but especially for the wintertime where I could just, okay, I'm in a warmer place. Even in certain parts of Florida, but sometimes it's pretty cold in Florida. Every once in a while, there's a little cold snap. So I would love to be somewhere where there's, you know, it's rarely any type of sweater or jacket weather. Even though, again, I do like winter and fall. I love fall and spring. But hot 110 degree weather, I'll take any day over 10 degree weather. Yes, but let me let you know, I have no intentions of going to you know where. Heaven is on my agenda because, oh, my God, don't want that kind of heat. But thank you all. Let's take a moment of silence for peace in our communities, peace in our cities, peace in our states, world peace. Prayer for Tyree Nichols' mother and all mothers and fathers and families that are experiencing loss. I believe we all experiencing and are grieving. We are grieving together for regarding so many things. So let's take a moment of silence for peace and for us to just feel better, to just feel better, you know. So 1, 2, 3. Thank you, God. Yeah, this is a time when we all come together interreligiously, different socioeconomic levels, interculturally, interracially. This is a time when we come together. We put it all in God's hands, Jehovah's hands, Allah's hands. We all come together. You know, we all come together and pray and hope. Even my atheist friends, like, we come together for positivity. 2023 gotta be an awesome, awesome year where we see so many amazing things happen through all the evil, through all the bad. 2023 gotta be. I know some of you are surprised to hear me, right? Talk on this level, but it's always been in me. Those that know me or those that listen, it's always been in me, but I myself deal with grieving and why questions. Why this? Why that? Why is this happening? Where do I go from here? Where do we go from here? You know, we all have those questions at some point or deal with people and family and friends and coworkers and neighbors and even strangers that approach us. Like, what is going on? What is going on? So it takes a village, a worldwide village, child, and even to look after each other. All ages, our elders, our seniors, all of us. It takes all of us to, like Shanna J. Music. I'm getting ready to play her song, Hallelujah. Always talk about love and, you know, coming together. So it's, let's go on that peacefully disagreeing, as No Labels also promote. Let's come together to peacefully disagree on certain things, but problem solve. We can bust out these problems. They might be short term, they might be medium term, or they might be long term. But we gotta open our minds. We gotta think out. Well, I guess some of you might say we don't gotta, or we don't have to, or we must not. But it's important for us to start thinking up, opening our minds more. Hey, those were some questions and some things that I'm talking to myself, you know, because I've always been like, I have been a person that thought outside the box, very open mind. But in recent years, past decade or so, I've allowed my mind to close. I will not lie. I allowed my thinking to not be as open and not be as non-judgmental as it should be. None of us should be judgmental. Until we walked in each other's shoes, then why be judgmental on one another? But work together and stand in our own lane. Also, a lot of people stay in their own lane. A lot of issues, a lot of problems wouldn't even occur, you know, but at the same time, work on ourselves individually, but as a collective, come together and work on issues, work on situations, prevent things, don't let things happen, nip situations in the bud, nip stuff in the bud. Many of us was brought up that way by parents or guardians or aunts or uncles, grandma and granddad. Many people, many of us were raised by people who nipped situations in the bud. I know our late mom, uncles, aunts, they were always believers in nipping stuff in the bud. Don't let anything escalate. But what happens now? Things escalate, things get out of hand. Perfect example. Problem with housing. Perfect example, the issue of homelessness. Perfect example, gun violence, homicide, mass shooting. Thank you, God. This is the Holy Spirit talking through me. This is God. This is the voice of God talking to me. Because I didn't even, my plan was to talk about Groundhog Day and to talk about Tyrese Nichols, because we all just so hurt on his family and other families. Families here in Jackson, Mississippi, all around the world. China's spying on us. So thank you, God, for using me as an instrument to share my thoughts. And not to hold back. Because, you know, I guess I'll be honest. I've been concerned about revealing what's on my mind. But not anymore. This is a year that we're back to talking here on Custom Shock Entertainment Report, in person and throughout social media. As I sip my coffee. We cannot allow bullies to bully us. Sent way to share our thoughts and our opinions, because those thoughts and those opinions and facts can prevent things from happening. And it's important for people not to be so sensitive and so politically correct also. Yes, you hear me saying that, being so politically correct. People are so offended. And I'm one. My feelings get hurt often. But the truth would set us all free. Set us all free when it's done in decent and in order. Shout out to my church, Cathedral AME Zion, Pastor Adams and his First Lady, Janice Adams, to my awesome prayer partners, Prophet Cindy Friday and his First Lady, Emma Friday, all the prayer warriors and people of different faiths that we pray for, you know, my Muslim friends, my Jewish friends, my Buddhist friends, my Jehovah friends, my atheist friends. Shout out to all of you, all of us that are thinking positive, and we're praying for those with evil minds and evil hearts, and we're praying for our presidents and our leaders here in America and all around the world and in all countries on all levels. I thank you all so much for your support. Next scheduled show is Sunday. Cousin Linda and Michael ship in, and you all can call also. Remember, the guest and listener call-in number is, put it in your phone or write it down, 516-595-8255. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. So here's Channel J Music. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much for your love and for your support and your positive vibe. Hallelujah. Yes, beautiful music from friend of the show. And I invited her to be a part of the show back when she was guest back in May to Newlywed, where she's been married now almost 6 months, but they've been long-time love. Shanna J Music. And definitely check her out on social media, also on Facebook and YouTube. You connect with her on Facebook, you will be connected to her YouTube and her TikTok and her Instagram pages also. Awesome. So, again, thank you for your listenership. If you've been listening for a long time, or if you're a new listener, if you're interested in being a guest, you want to call in, please remember, call in during a live broadcast, and you can check out archive shows from all the way back to March 2011 to present also. There are even a couple of shows with Mother, our late mother, who is my number one fan of the show, sharing recipes. To be honest, I have been digging, doing my best to find the two shows where she shared awesome recipes so I could reshare with you all. I know like in October, November 2013, 2014. Thank you all for your love and support. I'm sending out prayers and positive vibes for supporting the show. Remember to create your listener profile also here within the BTR community so you can chat with us in the chat room and also interact with other awesome blog talk radio podcasters. Really, you never know, you might be inspired to start your own podcast. I became a podcaster listening to Zane, you know, the erotica author, and Mark Cuban's brother, Brian Cuban, when he had the Revolution Rant. He's now Arthur. and also Lil Flip had Flyboard Radio back in like 2010. And I had been in radio before, and I'm like, I want to get back in radio. So I had thought about, you know, talking to radio stations locally. And then I'm like, wait a second, I can become a podcaster. Now being a podcaster is definitely a thing, right? It is a hot thing. Podcasting is on a whole another level, so many levels. So thank you all again for your love and support. Remember, email me at KultureShock, KultureShock@yahoo.com. Come to the website, check out archive shows, and also look at the show schedule. We are getting on to a consistent schedule. Thank you again. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And also, I'm speaking for Cousin Linda and Michael, my co-host, thanking you all for your love and your support. And a big shout-out to family, friends, supporters. Thank you. I am very grateful. And gratitude, it's important for all of us to have that attitude of gratitude. That Steve Harvey and Oprah Winfrey and Tony Robbins, TD Jake, friends, but we all, you know, and some of us might say, well, that's easy to say, but it's easy to be grateful. It's easy to be grateful. It helps us get through. It helps us help others to get through, even though it's so hard when we're so deep down in those, having a pity party for ourselves, right? But to be grateful, it just helps us, helps us all. But again, thank you for your love and good and be true. Do your best to be, let's do our best to be kind to one another. Love one another, as the late Prince would always say, what's in the Bible. Love one another. Let's do our best. Let's do our best to like ourselves and love ourselves. self-love and self-like ourselves. That's not being selfish, to like ourselves. Some of us love other people more than we love ourselves, don't we? I know, I'm talking from personal experience. It's already February. It's May 2023. An awesome, awesome, the best year. And next year, the better year. Yes. So, praise God. Well, thank you again. And look, I don't want to go, do I? But I got to go because the show will be abruptly stopped if I don't. So, until next time, thank you. Check out the website for the scheduled event. But the next scheduled show is on Sunday, but it might be a pop-up show before then. Thank you. And I look forward to interacting with you all more on social media and in person. God bless, and I'm positive vibes and prayers. And thank you. I'm receiving the positive vibes and prayers and good energy that you all are sending to me. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report with Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
You've got mail.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. During a power outage, never use generators, grills, or other gasoline, propane, or charcoal burning devices inside your home, garage, or carport, or near doors, windows, or vents. They produce carbon monoxide, an odorless, colorless gas that kills more than 500 Americans each year. If your home is damaged, stay with friends, family, or in a shelter. To learn more, call 800-CDC-INFO.